Honorable Minister, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to come, so to say, my company's home country, as coming from Finland and being a turbine supplier. We didn't have a home market there. Gradually it's now coming, but we see Estonia, where we've been now since 2005, and we have the most installations. So therefore, I see it very relevant to hear to see our points as you, and what we have received from Estonia as well. They have put us as a turbine supplier to the very tough situation to perform and get very good turbines running in there, then having the electricity out of those. Yes, so I've been with WinWin for 5 years now. Just recently I was transferred from CFO role now to take responsibility of the customer interface in Finland, so sales and service and projects. As I said, the now Finland is coming to the wind energy countries as well. So in short, what WinWin is all about, we were founded in 2000, and we are today 800 people, of which 300 people are working in Europe, most in Finland. We are owned by an Estonian family company, and therefore we as well introduce our 1 megawatt turbine to Indian markets and build a factory over there. As the wind industry has a lot of evolved among the years, what we now see that the references, which are the key at the electricity business, is giving us the future as well. Like now at the end of this year, we will have the 400 megawatts installed and 2 new factories to produce very rapidly more. Looking from the time perspective, so already at 1995, we started the concept development in Finland. Thanks to Finnish beauties, we got a German wind industry specialist. As you know, Finland is not a very traditional Finnish wind country, so we needed to have the talent somehow. Now we have built it ourselves as well, but of course many of our things are based on the European big countries from Denmark and Germany. And this timeline as well, looking how the wind industry evolved. So when I joined 2006, when the first 3 megawatt turbines were already installed here in Estonia as well, the market was mainly at 1 megawatt size, but Estonia being a forerunner on that here the multi-megawatt class was immediately taken in use. So, and that's not been the case in the traditional countries. Of course, they have the history. But the concept as it was started to be designed, we talk about 1 megawatt, and it was a huge machine. Today we talk about 7 megawatt. Machines. So what is the limit then? So WinWin and Estonia, some of our partners, this is a local business as well. We have the turbine manufacturing in one place, but it is the local community that is putting into place, and the local players, and as we have the good customers here, but ABB is producing our generators and smart devices to our machines, but it is green energy as well. Skanska building the foundations, Empower bringing the grid. So all this we see as a green tech, and it's very traditional business. So it's not only about wind turbine manufacturing. Then if we see where the growth is coming now for the wind, it's the emerging markets like Finland and Eastern EU. We have here statistics that now in the coming 10 years, how much more will be further built capacity. So quite shamefully, Finland is really only now starting up. But there are very good projects ongoing, but I see very many obstacles over there, as I'm as well a member of the Finnish Wind Industry Association. But now I see the movement going, but unfortunately it's been taking a long time to overcome the trouble. And then going how we see the other opportunities. We talk about the nearshore and offshore opportunities. So it's over 10,000 megawatt now what is at the planning phase in the Baltic Sea countries. We have had a couple project in wind. One very, very good project is Lake Vänern, where we have 3 megawatt turbines running, and those are among the 15 best turbines in Estonia. So the offshore installations for the turbine perspective are better because there we don't have the turbulence, and of course then the aspect that it's not at my backyard, as we have heard many times. To very kick off this offshore building, we have to overcome on the technical ways as well to reduce the price. As now we look the North Sea pricing for service as an example, it's 5 times more expensive. So to reduce that, and of course at the Baltic region, our costs are not so high, but there we need the technology to go to further development. Then if we look from the statistics, that what is wind power? Is it really electricity production? Here we have on the lower part that what has been since 2000 done. So wind being a major player for new capacity installations, and the other one being then gas. And what we can predict that wind will be one major part, but then as here being at the statistics still, the nuclear, we don't know the future. It has changed a lot since this prediction was done. But over the next 20 years, about 33% has been estimated to come from wind. So it is really a major portion of our future. Then a little about the technologies, that what this wind turbine business is all about. There are two competing technologies. One is the traditional gear system where we use the gearbox to rank up the revenues for the generator. It has pluses and minuses as the direct drive, which is seen more reliable, but of course then the technology comes there, the generator goes really big, there are otherwise. And what WinWind has then done, we have combined these two systems to have more utility class turbine, as was the aim when at 1995 the development work was done. As we've been talking about efficiencies, at 2008, we had a 2.5, so the multi-megawatt class already present, but there were not too many manufacturers. WinWind being a forerunner all the time for the big turbines. But we are going today for bigger turbines, but not as much as was thought that we would have 7 and 8 megawatt turbines. So it's all about annual energy production, and this is really good that we are not only talking about peak output, we are talking about kilowatt hours. That will bring us electricity, not that we have those full loads every now and then and cannot utilize those. But today we have at WinWind coming 120-meter rotor. We are going all the way to 140 meters. And this is to improve the efficiency, as these 20 meters, those are giving some 8% more energy already. So therefore, the investment for hire is accepted. To look a little bit how the industry itself sees the future on the technical perspective. The first 2 points, reducing component weight, and manufacturing cost, and transport and assembly. These are to reduce the initial investment cost, and then monitoring and control and turbine reliability are then reducing the service cost. As these turbines are manufactured and designed for 20 years life cycle and more, so we have to have a reliable machines, and we know that we have to service them well today, that they are there for 20 years to run. And of course, what we have already here talk about grid integration. So the turbines need to be integrated to grid already at the park level to support the whole country grid system. And of course, have to promote our new turbine, which has taken all these industry views already in practice. As an example, we are reducing the top weight of the nacelle, so the turbine, by 40 tons. So it's a huge step, and it will give benefits for everyone. One thing we have to remember, this is really creating jobs. And as earlier said, those are local jobs as well, not in some foreign faraway countries. By 2030, we see that over 500,000 people in Europe are getting the jobs. So many times I ask, as many of the traditional jobs are vanishing from Europe, that where we get the new employment for the people. So this is one of those areas that I see really well in the future. Then, as many times over here already, that what is the future for renewable energy production? This is the Finnish energy import balance. And what is wind energy production, which is, by the way, the most effective way of renewable energy production. So cost efficiency is good. But only by replacing some of this import, which is directly staying inside the country as well. So it is good that we are not exporting. Like now, 84% from the energy import is coming Russia, and half of that is crude oil. And we know that suddenly it is 9 billion. And wind fuel is for free when we have done the initial investment. And for the last, I want to point out one thing. We talk about terawatt hours and all that, which are very distant to us as normal guys. But when we compare it to something very tangible for us, what 6 terawatt hours in Finland, the 2020 target, means, it means that we would replace the coal-fired electricity amount such way that all the cars in Finland would be substituted the CO2 gases. So that's remarkable. But when we talk about only 6 terawatt hours, nobody can understand. But when we say that wind industry can produce in Finland so much electricity that all the cars can have for free, so to say, the pollution. Then to finish up, that not at my backyard, and of course beauty is in all of our eyes. Here is a picture from our Estonian provided park, and personally I see this is not so bad view at all. Thank you.
Thanks. So let's take some questions. Here you are.
There is one. There is two.
Yeah. All right. Hi, my name is Elli Kotakorpi. I work for the city of Tampere in the Eco-Efficient Tampere 2020 project. I actually have two questions, if that's okay. Yeah. I've heard in Finland one argument why there isn't so much wind power, and that is the safety zones around airports, that somehow they make it impossible to have big wind turbines near them. But I don't know if the regulation in Finland is different than in other European countries, or if you could if you have some information on that. And then another question, how do you see the role of small-scale wind power? Like in Tampere, we have now one small rotor in Särkänniemi and two other small ones in top of one power plant. So what is their role in this whole picture?
Okay. If I first a very good opportunity, as we have the Honourable Minister here as well, for all these obstacles we are having in Finland to build the wind power. These aviation regulations, what we are now talking with in Finland, currently those are about 1.5 times higher than in Germany, as an example, which is... But one good that Finavia is really now talking with them and with the new government, it's very pleased that there is a lot of knowledge and we are one by one removing these obstacles. But of course, we don't have to invent the wheel always in Finland by ourselves, even though we are good engineers, but I think it's good to copy some things from abroad. And then looking for the smaller scale turbines, those have a totally like a own place in this supply chain of electricity. Our turbines, if we look at 140 meters, those are power stations, and then these are more local stations, these smaller ones, very good at the distant areas where you don't have the grid in place. But that same applies for the wind energy in like distant countries where the grid is not available. This is local production. This is bringing for Africa, for Asia, electricity for the people over there. It's very few countries that we can really drive 1,500 kilometers from power station electricity to there. So wind energy is all respect local supply.
Another question here. Yes,
my name is Mikael Sjöwall and I work for the Nordic Environment Finance Corporation in Finland. I also have two questions. You said that that the home market for your company has been somewhat limited in Finland, and therefore you have invested quite substantially here in the Baltic countries. So what do you, how do you see it, what... how would you portray the investment climate in this region as regards wind power? What has been the advantages as compared to Finland, for instance? And then secondly, the focus on this seminar is very much on the Nordic and the Baltic countries, but eastwards, where there's also a lot of potential. So do you have any future prospects or plans of investing in Russia in wind parks over there?
Okay, for the first question, looking for the investment situation, when the credit crunch came, the picture, of course, changed over the night. And prior to that, the government supports were not so much needed because there was plenty of cash available. So to change from one side to the other side, it has taken now a couple of years. And now I see very positive signs that the investments are getting on stream in Finland as well, and of course here in Baltics. And seeing the profitability and the investment returns for wind industry owners, those are very, very good ones. And I believe with a very fragile market, investment markets, it will be one of those safety harbors for the money. So there is, for this good project, money available. And then we have to see the Russian. Best marketing is for all the Eastern European market for us when it's a very cold winter and then the gas suddenly stops coming. So our phone starts ringing that give me the local supply. Russian economy is so much dependent on oil, so there are internal things, but we are looking at attractive projects in Russia, especially by our border. We have in Hamina a big factory, so there is a long tradition to just go across the border. It's the same as what is our home market, the factory, 3 megawatt factory, is much closer to Estonia than Lapland, where the other parks are in our portfolio. But we need all of these to secure the future for the green tech and for our company as well.
All right. Thank you very much for your comments. And let's move on.